From the newsroom, I'm Lou Bear with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. A man has been arrested on charges that he opened fire at a Sacramento Halloween party, killing two men, wounding five others. Hakeem Davis, 21, arrested in suburban Fairfield. He's now being held without bail this morning. Accused of killing Terrence Long of Sacramento, Darren Turner of Antioch at the erotic, exotic Halloween ball, crowded with several hundred people who scattered in panic as the gunfire erupted. You've heard about those brazen smash-and-grab robberies like the one at the Louis Vuitton store in San Francisco's Union Square last week? You want to know that nine people are now behind bars charged in that robbery. The district attorney says it was not some petty theft, but a major crime, and they're felonies. More arrests may be coming. Similar invasive smash-and-grabs have been occurring throughout the Bay Area in recent weeks. Oh, Thanksgiving travel season, one of the busiest of the year, also one of the deadliest. CHP says be aware, be safe. Last year at Thanksgiving, 30 people died on state roadways. All available CHP officers are going to be out on patrol this weekend trying to keep people from killing each other and themselves. Keeping watch on COVID, California has been seeing some decline in cases, but there are pockets of concerns. In Shasta County, the rate of transmission is too high, which is rated based on the number of new cases in a county per 100,000 people over a 7-day period. 100 or more is considered high. Shasta County is at 218. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Eureka native Sarah Bareilles gifting her hometown with 5,000 books. Bareilles invited by Scholastic, the world's largest children's book publisher, to select a charity to receive a massive donation. Bareilles chose Humboldt Literacy Project. Optum serves Maine's COVID testing site at the Warfinger Building in Eureka, and its mobile testing site in Hoopa will be closed on Thursday for Thanksgiving. The Warfinger Building and Optum serves mobile testing site in Arcata will be closed on Friday. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.